Okay, I'll just start out by saying it's great to be back with our players. Great to get them back on the field. We took advantage of today. We had a very challenging practice. Some of the things that we looked at self-scout-wise, the red zone, third downs, some of the first and second down issues that we've had, we really took advantage of today and competed against ourselves, really, primarily. We did take a period and work Tennessee stuff. So each side of the ball got about 10 plays, but primarily the focus was on just competing against each other and get back to some of the fundamental things that we saw were, you know, over the course of time, you know, we felt like we got away from a little bit and affected us in our play. So it was a good competitive practice, so as competitive as you can get without having pads on. So we felt good about that. We talked this morning about the opportunities that are presented to us as a team. And rarely do we talk about getting ahead of ourselves, but, you know, Wednesday our focus will be on Tennessee. I think we kind of gave a State of the Union talk to our team about where we're at, what lies ahead of us, and the opportunities that we have. And it was very good, very good meeting. I think we, you know, it's another to tell the truth Monday, it really what it was. And but good feedback from the team, and I know offensively, defensively, and special teams, we kind of reviewed what we found out during the week in our self-scout.
How disappointed were you when you got the Blackman news on Friday?
You know what? It was disappointing, I think, as far as that's concerned, for him and for our team, you know, to find out the information. But, you know, our team handled it really well.
What's the long-range plans for Justin?
You know what?
From your point of view.
From my point of view? I think, you know, we're just handling it day by day, really, right now. I know my conversations with him, you know, I told you in the beginning I trusted him, you know, from the start. And we've had good conversations through that. I think in my conversations with Justin through this time, we got to know each other better and better. And I think for me right now, the best thing for us and our organization is we're focusing on our team and the tasks that we have in front of us. Now, on the side, I'm not going to lie to you, I do want to make sure that he's going in the right direction. I know the NFL set the policy, and we follow it, and I want to make sure he has a clear vision of what that is.
Do you at all feel betrayed by him at all?
No, I don't. I think what is brought to light, you know, Gene, I think there were some things brought to light, and my whole purpose on this was, to be honest, it was away from football. You know, I just looked at him as a person and what we needed to do to help him in the right direction. And I think some of this, what was facilitated through the NFL, will guide him in the right direction.
You were the one that said you trusted him, and then
he goes
and has another incident. And I'm just wondering, from a personal standpoint, I mean, I know you show compassion to him.
No, I know. I guess I got to be careful what I can and can't say. You know, I've got to be real careful. I wish I could explain everything to you, Gene, what took place. Obviously, I'm disappointed. I am disappointed in what took place. But I think it's, if I could say this, there's something bigger out there that we're working on with him. And I think part of this, what was handed down from the NFL, is the bigger part of it. And that part, we're trying to guide him in that direction.
How do you... he's a member of this organization next year. How does he win your trust back after twice later?
Well, I think we're not even going there right now, right? I think it's just we're taking the next step for him, and it's completely as a person. I look at that as what's his role on our team. I'm not even thinking that way. I'm thinking about what do we have to do to get him right. I think from January or March when I first met him to get to this position, we have seen changes. We have seen some things. I don't know if the direction he's going now could have been taken in June, but I think we got him to the point now where, you know, he's ready to take the next step, and now we'll see.
From a football standpoint, though,
okay,
if you look at the statistics of your passing game,
right,
when he got into the game, the last four games have been about a 50% increase in your passing.
That's true. That's true.
Over the first four games.
Yep.
Can you address two things? Is he that much of a difference maker, or is it better play by everybody else as well? And B, how do you replace that?
Okay, that's great questions. I think that he is a difference maker. I think he definitely helped us. You know, especially the Denver game, how can you argue that, the number of catches and yards he had? I know the last game he had, what, four catches against San Francisco. And, you know, we'll have guys, you know, that's why we have a guy like Burton. And he's got to step up. And, you know, we've always been intrigued by him. 6'1", 220 pounds, 4'4". All that stuff, we're intrigued by him. And we've been really developing him to see what he can do. He's got an opportunity now, along with the other guys. So we've got an opportunity now to see, will those guys step up? I think that's that part of it right there, because as I've challenged our coaches from the start, our job is to develop the players we have in-house and to see them make strides. A guy like Mike Brown has made strides. Guys like Dwayne Gratz have made strides. Alan Ball made strides. So now this is the next challenge. Can a guy like Stephen Burton, can he make strides? That's our objective as a coaching staff, and I think what we'd like to see is, okay, we put some work into this. Let's see how he progresses, and can he help continue the offense in the right direction?
Are you
okay? What was the second part? I'm sorry.
You answered it.
Okay.
Do you expect to keep in contact with him, Justin?
You know what? I've got to see what I can do, but I know that I have kept in contact with him up to this point.
Mm-hmm. Did you? Do you ever really think a guy has turned a corner like that? Or were you always sort of saying, hey, it could be just one deal where he slips up and he's gone?
I think I was, you know, I've told you before that the three most dangerous words are I got it. Mm-hmm. I think it was the same with this. I never thought that, okay, now we're in great shape. You know, I just thought it was more of a work in progress and keep helping them go in the right direction. But I say that really, that's with a lot of our guys, you know. Jonathan Cyprian, you know, let's make sure he's going in the right direction. Hey, Gus, he started off really good. Do you feel like he's got – no. We got to keep guiding him in the right direction. So I think we take that approach with everybody on our team.
Has he ever admitted to you he's has an addiction?
I can't make any comment. I won't make any comment on that.
Could you talk about what was your state of the union? It looked like in San Francisco they took a big step backwards. I know they're a much better team, but right. Missed tackles. And then you didn't cover people. Fullback spreads out. There's nobody there.
On the deception play, the
yeah,
one that,
Steve
yeah.
Davis goes across the line from left to right, takes downfield, nobody's there.
Yeah. And, you know. No. I got you, Vito, on that. That one, yes, that we've got to see that. A young corner, a young safety, they've got to look out to the perimeter, and that's part of their protocol before the play is to check those things. And he missed it. But, you know, those things happen. It's a great teaching experience for us. Now, the missed tackles, that is part of the State of the Union. That is. We're missing far too many tackles, and it's leading to explosive plays. One play in San Francisco, we missed three tackles on one play. You know, and, you know, for whatever reason, I think that we talk about our preparation and trusting our preparation, and at times I'm not seeing that carry over to the game field. I'm seeing it in practice. They get the opportunity on the field, in the game situation, and it's 50-50 whether we're going to see that. Awesome. That happens with young players. It happens. We just got to keep drilling it and drilling it till it becomes part of them and who they are. And if you would talk to the player on that, he would have said, I should have stayed on course. I near-hipped that. I know. Then we got to do it. We have to do it on the field. That's what practice is all about. But you know, we just got to continue working those fundamentals.
What else was in State of
the Union? Some of the red zone stats. We did talk, you know, we try to find out things that are positive. Like we were talking about earlier, you know, the last four games offensively, we're seeing better production, both in the run game and the pass game. Those things are good. We want to keep building on those areas. You know, and as well as what you talked about, we were also telling the truth as far as some of the things that have affected us and why defensively we've taken a little bit of a drop in our performance. And there's many things. You guys mentioned it before. Are you any concerned about a guy like Senderic? I think some of you mentioned that, the number of reps he's getting. And, you know, can he continue that pace? Well, he had 60-some reps. We have to take a look at those things and see, but that means the guy that's behind him has to be able to step up as well. So there was challenges that took place as well to the guys that were backing up and for them to step up. And that's why we felt like today's practice, we have to get back to really a more of a stronger competitive mindset in our practice.
Josh, you said earlier that you're limited in what you can say about Blackman.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that he in any way fooled you, or that you were just hopeful that the past and the positive test from the previously was behind him?
Well, let me say this. We have had really good conversations, really good conversations. So I'm not sure if I can answer that at all or not, but I'll just say we had really good conversations, and as far as the fooling part, that never entered my mind.
Is there a follow-up on that one? Is the time you put into working with him, was there any point over the weekend where you said, I could have done more, or did you feel like you had done everything?
No, I felt like I'm glad what we did. Mm-hmm. I'm glad what we did. I felt more that way.
Will there be, do you think any of this has, the team can do something, the players, when situations like this crop up, can they be an influence? You have a rather inexperienced team.
Right. Are you talking about the Justin situation?
Yeah.
I thought our players did really a good job. I thought our players did good. And that's what I say. I got to be careful how much I get into this. I can just say that it was a team effort to get him to where he is today. That's fair enough. To get him to where he is today and to where he's more open. So that part of it, I felt good, and I think our team gets a lot of credit for them helping with that.
Open to the conversation? Is that... You say he's more open.
Just more open. He was a good teammate. He was a good teammate. Just on the field, what we saw here, and I think that would be, you'd talk to anybody on the team, and they would say that. They enjoyed him. They enjoyed him as a teammate and enjoyed what he brought to the team.
Gosh, are you clear enough on the rules of this suspension to let us know what the rules are in terms of?
Well, I know we can't make any comment.
He can't come here. The 4-game suspension.
Right. He cannot be
in the facility
at all.
Okay.
That's right.
When you see what happened with Gary Kubiak and John Fox over the weekend, does that kind of underscore sort of the pressures and stuff that head coaches go through and the importance of,
staying in shape?
Yeah.
Yeah. And plus they're, Coach Kubiak and I know each other, and I think very highly of him. Coach Fox has always been really good to me, and, we all have those situations could arise. And you're right, health is so important. We can't do any good for our team in a situation like that. So my heart goes to both them, and you think a lot about them. And, you just hope for the best, and I'm glad. The last thing I've heard, they're both doing good, but it's still a tough time.
Burton got here late and then missed time with the concussion.
Right.
How difficult is that?
Well, it's not ideal. We'd like to have him healthy throughout, but... he's one that we're trying to help speed up his maturity process. I think that's what's held him back. Some of the places he's been are in Minnesota. So we just see this young man that's got some potential, and we're going to try to speed it up and get him to where we can trust him. The quarterbacks can trust him. His teammates trust him. And he's done a better job. Maybe a situation like this will light a fuse for him, where he sees this opportunity and now we'll capture it. We'll see. That's the challenge for him, but he's another one that I've had a long conversations with. And, I think for me, my job as a head coach, I know I've got offense, defense, special teams, but it's also to help these players, and I've said it before, maximize them, help them be at their best. And that's not just Justin Blackmon. That's anybody on this team that we can help elevate their play. And that part of it I love. I love that part of it. Anything we can do to help them get better, and maybe it's not the distance they run the routes, but it's more personal level and mentality. And I think our players have been really open to that. They're open, and they want to know this information. And now it's a matter of, okay, you understand it. For example, some of the best players in the NFL are willing to admit their weaknesses. Right? That's what I'm challenging our team to do. How can you get better unless you talk about your weaknesses? And if you can say your weaknesses out loud or tell people what your weaknesses are, then you can go attack them and get better. Not everybody's like that in the NFL. They're not willing to share weaknesses. They'll talk about their strengths all day long. But the guys that will talk about their weaknesses, they have a chance to be special. we've got to get our team to understand it's okay to share your weaknesses. It's okay to admit your weaknesses, because now we can make some ground. Now we can go attack those things and get them better. Those are things we're teaching our team. Those are talks that I'm having with Steve Burton.
How's
that process going with Denard Robinson and what you're just talking about?
It's good, isn't it? I mean, how about, there's a classic example. What's Denard? You guys would all say, what, his hands? Maybe he has trouble catching. Okay, Denard, what do you think? You know, he said, well, I'm not very good with my hands. I got to get better. And you're seeing him, what, after practice. He's one of the last ones to leave. He's on the jugs machines. He's doing it. That's good. Keep going, man. That's good. It's okay. It's okay. You're identifying your weakness. Now go get better at those things. And that's where you see faster improvement.
What's his plan in the second half for Denard?
We bumped him up to number two, and we're intrigued by him at the tailback spot. So I would say that we're going to still continue with that process and see if he can get some more touches.